say you got one too wrong.
Circle, take one.
What up, man? It's your boy Burn One, aka Jay Black, and we're here today to introduce our new show. It's called Smoker Circle. We have a lot of artists, models, and producers. We're gonna be doing a lot of big things this year, man. So y'all get ready for an outstanding show. I got my co-host right here.
Yeah. What's happening, man? It's your boy Oslam Ben Ply, man, aka Antonio Martel. Man, we got a good show coming up for y'all, man. I'm talking about we're going to be doing live on different location, man, different people's social life, man. We're going to bring you everything, man. I'm talking about news, media, you know what I'm saying? Even your motherfucking local trap gossip shit, you know what I'm saying? We got all that shit coming, man, you know what I'm saying? But this is the motherfucking Smoker Circle. Well, you come in, and we gonna sit in a circle like motherfucking Kumbaya with the peace pipe, and we smoking this shit. Gag, gag, number gag, we blowing. You know what I'm saying? We gonna get high until motherfucker pass out or get tapped out. And that what it is.
Well, we got a special guest in the house today, you know what I'm saying? This nigga I've been fucking with for a long time. And the reason I always fuck with him on shit, cause I always see how he grow.
Yeah.
So, I'm gonna introduce my nigga 1D's.
Whoa, what's going on, man? You know what's going on with the kid, 1D's. Look at me, we smoking good, guy. Chill, mood, a good vibe. Keep it rolling, boy.
Swipe! Good guy, you already know what it is, man. Swave old bully in that bit. Double RTR shit, man. Swang shit. You dig?
Bet that. Y'all got down, so shit. Well, I mean, what influenced you to do, you know what I'm saying, the type of music that you do?
Shit, man. I like turning that to soul. And I see what I'm doing with it. So, I want to keep going until I get to the top with it.
I feel you on that, man. Because when I look at you, you know what I'm saying, in your camp, y'all just like on another level with that shit. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just about what everybody else doing, you know, so y'all got your own thing going on, the Roster Rebels, which is your brand, also your label, you know, it just seems like you got good people looking out for you, you know what I'm saying? Can you name some of the OGs or anybody you might have worked with that gave you some of that knowledge to get you to the point you at now?
Shit, for one, goddamn, you know, I started out with Huck, goddamn, so big shout out to Huck, for real. He really just showed me how that shit really go, you feel what I'm saying? Goddamn, you for one, Bun One, you know, Yoda goddamn, for real. Y'all nigga helped me in a major way too. You know, y'all nigga been contributing to a nigga, so goddamn, my nigga Chip, more definitely. So shit, you know, I just always kept my circle small and just always just listen, you feel what I'm saying?
Now, Pratt, like you said, Hulk, right, so was it a point in time where you were ever like y'all did any business or you were ever signed to them on the label? Was he ever managing you or anything like that? How did that, you know, work out for y'all?
I mean, shit, it wasn't no paperwork. We was just some shit off the script, you know what I'm saying? Goddamn, man. It was loyalty, for real. So if I would have made it, goddamn, he was coming with me on some shit like that, then we was gonna ink it all up. But we was just doing that shit, we was just really trying to see how far I could go. You know what I'm saying?
And I like what you said, that loyalty, because, you know, that's something that's rare these. Excuse me. We gonna smoke or something, y'all. That's what we doing. We smoking to get
good. Good guy.
That's a guy.
You know what I'm saying? You done had a lot of stuff going on. You fuck with some OG. How hard is it now, you know what I'm saying, now that you're doing, I see you doing a lot of stuff by yourself, you got your own team, your own camp, producers, you know what I'm saying, rappers, etc. It's like you built something so fast. How much more pressure is on you, and do you challenge that? I mean, do you accept that challenge to be that star player to take your team to that extra level? Or you, do you accept that challenge, or you do you feel like you need somebody to be the boss, or you know what I'm saying? You need somebody to help you out.
Shit, like I said, goddamn, I thank my OG for real, because goddamn, they gave me knowledge. So the knowledge they gave me was shit, I don't need nobody. You feel what I'm saying? I just need a plan. Goddamn, and I got that, so we're going to execute
it. I said, you definitely been executed. So, like, the thing that been going on now that everybody been talking about is like the little situation with you and Race from me, you know what I'm saying?
At the end of the day, the facts still remain the same.
Me being from Montgomery, Alabama, from Alabama, period. I've heard you say this numerous times, and it doesn't have anything to. But this shit crazy right here. Swine.
Yo, Slim Jim, what it do?
But, like, when people say that they took Swain from you, but well, you saying that, I can't just disagree with you like that, because I've heard people say that Swangers was a word, but that's a Texas term, you know what I'm saying? Like, the way you used it, it was different. Like, I've heard you say this, like, for a long time, so when you seen that, and then on top of that, they responded to it, like, how did that make you feel? Like, what you felt like after that?
We made Swing. Y'all have a song called Swing. It's nothing like ours, not equivalent to ours. The production is nothing like ours. The lyrics, nothing like ours. The sauce, nothing like ours. So, yeah, do all the extra shit. I got shows in Bama. I got shows all around the country. You know what I'm saying? See you, man.
Well, shit, to be for real, goddamn, I hit him up with the intent for him to respond, but, like, not knowing he was going to. It was gonna get to that point, that level of disrespect, you feel what I'm saying? So I just thought we were gonna talk it out like men and get over some shit that, you feel me? That could've, well, that is a problem now, you know what I'm saying?
Like, man, they had to hear this shit a song called, and I was just like, man, look, we gotta talk to these boys or something.
Shit, man,
really
to be honest, man, that shit the past. Like, I'm beyond that shit. I'm still working. Then we got the tour, little promo run, Alabama run, got them coming up. So shit, we just working, man. Like, I ain't on hold grudges. You feel me? I can't. That energy cut off. So we still building. We still building. You feel what I'm saying? We still working at the plan. Like I said, we're gonna execute.
Most definitely respect you about that, like, about what you said, bro, you know what I'm saying? Because some situation you don't want to entertain if it did happen to happen, but just the fact that they would acknowledge you on the situation, you know what I'm saying, when they just had a number one song on the billboards and they're platinum-selling artists, for them to even give you that acknowledgement, you know what I'm saying? That shows they looking at you, so you just take advantage of that, you know what I'm saying? Like we were talking about earlier, man, you know, the universe don't make mistakes, so you got to take advantage of your situation, you know. But did look forward to the show. Did you have to get to know my people, you know what I'm saying, who I fuck with. So I'm going to ask you a question, and you just pick one. Papers or cigars?
Paper.
Brown or white?
Brown.
Gas or wax?
Good
guy. Oh, that shit, cause that wax, you can't take that wax.
I fuck with that wax though, but y'all know you can't smoke it like that. But if I just had to pick good. One right at that time, I pick
good guy.
Cardi B or Jocelyn?
Cardi B.
Cardi B.
Cardi B.
Cardi B.
Cardi B. Cardi B or Jocelyn.
Yeah. Yeah, Cardi, man, I like Cardi B, man. You know what I'm saying? She
with Swan.
She with the fool of them, man.
Old school. You can smoke a joint with anybody, dead or alive, we'll smoke that bit with. I want to smoke with Bob, man. Look like that nigga put, you know what I'm saying?
Man, hey, you know who I want to smoke with? I want to smoke with motherfucking Richard Pryor, man. That's motherfucker I want to smoke with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Richard Pryor.
Yeah, man. And then let that nigga do a stupid line right there in front of him. I would get the old Richard Pryor before he started really on the dope heavy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But let him enjoy himself, because that's what he did. You know?
Yeah. We gonna put all the stoners in one room, man. We gonna smoke it out. You feel me?
Hey.
Smoke it, sir. Shit, you dig? Double R shit, TR shit, forever. Swing shit, forever. Stay with another guy, man.
Oh, yeah, man. Like, I mean, so, you know, like the negative energy cut off and did that in the third. But what you want to say about, like, about local beef, local scene?
Shit. For real. That shit don't fade, B. They got that goal, B, dig. So, I just move accordingly, you feel what I'm saying? I just move a certain way anyway. So, when we out, we VIP, and them bottles on the way, you heard? Swipe!
So, man, I mean, you been just running this fucking roster rubber thing. I mean, I see you got you a nice little team and everything. Like,
yeah.
Like, bro, nigga be watching the grind, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, and the thing about it, like I was telling you earlier, like, from the first time I heard you to, like, now I can see the evolution in what you're doing. So, like, I'm wondering what's next, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to see one Deezy to get to that next step, because I know you're going to take it so much further, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, what's next? What's that big plan for one Deezy in 2017?
Well, shit. I'm going to just keep dropping shit. You feel what I'm saying? We just going to keep giving them good music. For real, like I just been doing. That's just the plan, to give them good music. What is
hits.
It's gonna be good music. Hits. Good vibe.
Y'all nigga got an EP on the way. You dig what I'm saying? Y'all nigga got an EP on the way. Y'all nigga be ready for that shit. You dig?
Yeah, man. What it is, man. Hey, so with the roster rubber, so like, you know, far like with, you know what I'm saying, religion goes, so are you like a roster? What's that?
I mean, shit, like, when it first started out, I had, like, goddamn, just stopped eating meat and shit, and it just, like, I just picked up on their lifestyle, but not so much of the belief of God. They God, but some of the beliefs they believed in, too, so, but, you know, I adapted to that, for real.
So, you mean you don't eat, like, meat, so you like a, like vegetarian, like, you know what I mean? And
like, shit, man, for like a whole year I went vegetarian. Right now, man, like, I do the pork mean thing. I'm blessed. I don't do no pork. I do the turkey, but look, no GMOs in my shit. I don't want no GMOs.
Clean on it.
I need clean.
Clean on it.
All right. Listen, if my grandma lived a long life, she ate pork every fucking time. So. Like, two things I can't give up is ribs and bacon, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I know it's a lot of stuff. Like, you can go outside, goddamn, with a cock and goddamn take you out right then, you know what I'm saying? I feel like you gotta enjoy the pleasures of life, you know what I'm saying?
I tried, you know what I'm saying, to stay away from the pork, man, but that shit is fucking addictive, man. Give me my motherfucking chili. Everything from the rooter to the fucking tuna, south meat, all that shit, man.
Man, sorry, I wasn't even fucking with that shit when I was coming up anyway. That shit had me bloated. Get fit 2017, man. Fuck pork, man.
Yeah,
look,
that's right.
Swine, you hear me, man?
Eat motherfucking bacon. I ain't no motherfucking bacon. You feel me? I roll some gas, you feel me?
Yeah.
Wake and bake, you feel me? Yeah. You already know how we swing, straight like that.
Swivel.
Wake and bacon. Shit, I want some bacon when I wake up.
Motherfucking grits.
After that blood, you gonna want some bacon.
Big ass slice of motherfucking ham, nigga.
Oh, yeah, man. We ran through about three blunts, you know what I'm saying? I think about time we gon' wrap it up, fellas. Did the first show, you know what I'm saying? We had one D's on here. He addressed a lot of stuff. That damn Suavo Bullet. Y'all don't know, that's one of my favorite partners, son. My favorite partner passed, you know what I'm saying? So, all right, Heaven.
Doing for Phil.
We doing it for you, baby. You know what I'm saying? That damn, I love you, boy. If y'all want to get beats, you know what I'm saying? I have my own media site also for artists coming up. Especially Alabama artists, it's www.creativewithakgeniusmusicgroup.com. So y'all fuck with me on that shit, man. You got some shit you wanna put out, goddamn videos, you need bios. I do all that, man, you know what I'm saying? So fuck with your boy, Alabama veteran. Shout out Juan Deezy, shout out Suavo. The Smoker Circle, man, we out. West Side Up, Money Time Down.
Know that, man. Sound like, man. It's your boy, Young Slum, man. You can catch me at Oslum Ben Platten on Instagram, Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Same thing. Facebook, same thing, man. We just running this blog, man. You know what I'm saying? Get, you know, to put a spotlight on local artists doing their thing, man. To show y'all, you know, that it's a lot of talent here. You know what I'm saying? That we live and breathe this right here, man. We're going to give y'all, like, you know, the real depth. You know what I'm saying, our artistry and what we got going on right here, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Pope couldn't be with us, you know what I'm saying, on the first go round, but shit, he gonna be back here, man. Shouts out to Venom, man, for the motherfucking, for the shots, man. You know what I'm saying? Suavo Buddha, man, coming through, man. You know what I'm saying? Juan Deezy, man. You know what I'm saying? Roster Rebel, stand up, man. And then they saying, man, stop playing with the swing, man. Deezy got the swing, bro. He been had that. You know what I'm saying? It documented, man.
Look, man, new hashtag for 2017. Pound, quit playing with me, man. For real. Double R forever. TR forever. You heard, man. Shout out to everybody who working. You hear me?
Swing!
Yeah, man. EP on the way. That's a must, man. You already know when Deezy working. You already know THC dropping, nigga. You feel me? They gonna be some hot shit. You feel me? All my nigga working. You feel me? Real ice on me. Like, for real. Like, I'm tripping in this bitch. You feel me?
Oh, then I'm out.
That what happened in the Smoker Circle, man. You gonna be high. You gonna be blizzard. You know I'm burning one. I've been doing this for years. So, hey, that's what we do. But we gotta give a shout out to our sponsor before we leave. Visuals via Venom. Y'all need them good videos shot. Yeah, I fuck with Venom, man. You know what I'm saying? And also DVD Music. So, man, y'all get at us to the next show. It's a salute, man.
Hey, man, I got fucking hungry talking about these fucking grits and bacon.
Really?
Yeah, I need some motherfucking
plans. Probably need a
little Yeah, I'm from there anyway. So with the beat, what happened? Say it again.
Damn, the question, man.
Hold on, damn, let's say fucking out. Oh, whoa, rewind. So, come on, go back. I'm fucking up. Hold on.
Yeah.